For KUOW, I'm Emily Fox. And today I'm going to tell you about Chief Seattle, the myth. Besides being the namesake of a city, Chief Seattle is probably best known for a speech he gave more than 160 years ago. That speech has inspired the environmental movement in Seattle and around the world. It was considered the fifth gospel in Germany. It's also inspired movies, books, and music. You might recognize this famous alleged quote from the speech.
The earth does not belong to us. We belong to the earth.
The earth does not belong to man.
We belong to the earth.
The earth does not belong to us.
Man belongs to the earth.
We belong to the earth.
But it turns out Seattle never really said that. I'll explain why in a minute. But first, some context.
My name is David Berge, and I've just written a book about Chief Seattle.
It's called Chief Seattle and the Town That Took His Name. Berge says Seattle's original speech was delivered in front of the first governor of Washington State. He had just told tribes in the region that the U.S. government was looking to buy their land in exchange for peace.
The gist of the speech, I believe, is that, well, it's really good of you to offer us peace. And you say the president, your great white father, regards us as his children. We can't see how this could possibly be because your God seems far more partial to you than he is to his red children.
Seattle also points out in the speech that the U.S. government had been taking over more and more land from tribes across the nation. Seattle then went on to talk about the different views between the white settlers and the natives on the afterlife, how the ashes of his people are buried here, and how their souls live on in the land that they consider sacred. Seattle ends his speech with this warning.
Be just and deal kindly with my people, for the dead are not altogether powerless. And I believe that's the main point that Seattle made, was that, you know, your people need to be aware of what you're doing, because what you do has consequences, if not in this life, in the next life.
That first speech was translated from Chief Seattle's native language of Lushootse to a kind of Victorian prose. That translation was later retranslated and read at the first Earth Day in 1970. Those translations have inspired quotes attributed to Seattle, such as,
I have seen 1,000 rotting buffaloes on the prairies left by the white man who shot them from a passing train.
David Hernandez is a member of the Olympic Peninsula's Lower Elwha Klallam tribe. He helps develop K-12 curriculum on the history of tribes in the region. And as he points out,
yeah, well, if he's talking about buffalo, I don't think he really left this region, so he wouldn't see buffalo here.
David Berge says the speech was also reinterpreted by author Susan Jeffords in her children's book, Brother Eagle, Sister Sky.
The last count I had, Jeffords had published 250,000 books.
That book also used that alleged Seattle quote we heard earlier about belonging to the earth. And Berge says those famous quotes attributed to Chief Seattle are all made up. They are the result of interpretation after interpretation of that one speech given in 1854. He says the speech has
developed several new identities. And so he has become, Seattle became this environmental saint.
While the speech helped inspire the environmental movement, and our region gets touted for being an environmental leader, Hernandez says we still have a long way to go.
Puget Sound right now, various people say, is dying. We need a lot more than speeches. We need a lot more action.
While Hernandez says a speech has been embellished over the decades, a native tone and sensibility was still preserved. And he hopes the core message can be a guide for non-native people today.
Maybe question themselves as to why did my ancestors leave their home where their ancestors were buried? What was it about their nature, our culture, that drove them to come to other people's land, kill them if necessary, drive them off their land and take over their land and say, this is our land now? So perhaps his speech would, I would hope, generate some questions, some self-reflection on a cultural level.
And Hernandez says that hasn't happened yet. I'm Emily Fox, KUOW News.